KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, little animals gathered by the radio, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. Today we're heading up to Oregon to see what is going on with the Bear Creek Greenway. It's a regional trail system that goes through Jackson County, several different cities. It has been underway for some time and is still growing. We are joined by Nancy Stevenson and Eileen Ady. And I'm saying that right, right?
Correct.
We've been practicing. There was some debate on how your name was actually pronounced, but we got it straight from you.
Yeah.
It's Ady. All righty. So, Eileen, thanks for joining us. Give us, the background on the Bear Creek Greenway. This is a regional trail system, goes through Jackson County, several cities, right?
Yes.
Which cities does it go through?
It goes through five cities: Central Point, Medford, Phoenix, Talent, and Ashland. And as I mentioned to you before, it goes through seven city parks.
Wow.
But it's administered as a Jackson County park. However, we have a Greenway committee with representatives from each town and the county. And they're appointed by elected officials and help make the decisions about maintenance and upkeep and that sort of thing. And I have been since 1985 when we founded it on the Bear Creek Greenway Foundation. We're a volunteer organization, and we raise money for trail construction. That is our mission. And so we've got the Bear Creek Greenway Foundation mm-hmm. for construction. We've got the Bear Creek Greenway Committee for advising the cities and the county about the maintenance and what needs to be done out there.
So this is a Class 1 trail. It is a surfaced trail separate from the motorized traffic. And at this point in time, you're saying it was about 20 miles long, right?
Yes, I can and do hop on my bicycle, and I can ride to any of the other towns without having to encounter any motorized traffic other than just getting from my house to a trailhead.
Wow.
And me, that's wonderful because yeah. I always bike to the other towns when we didn't have the trail also. But what a pleasure to just, and it's a wonderful thing for families. I'm out there, you know, and I meet three generations riding together to somewhere. You know, they'll ride down the Greenway to get a taco, get ice cream, you know, go to the next little town and have breakfast there.
Eileen, how heavily used would you say this trail is?
There are times when it's heavily used,
mm-hmm.
But it's there's certainly I've not run into traffic jams on the trail.
But it's well used. It's not just sitting there fallow.
But the number of users that and people who actually commute between towns for their jobs, I think it makes a significant effect on the amount of traffic on the road.
I imagine it also has a significant
automobiles because there are a number of people who do it the other way, and that's
sure.
less car every time.
Absolutely, and I'm sure it has a significant impact on the health of the region as well. These people are on their bicycles rather than just
absolutely.
Sitting in their cars.
Those are the people that are physically fit and walk
yeah.
into work with a smile on their faces
yeah.
because they've had so dang much fun getting to work.
So it has had an impact on commuters as well as recreational users.
Yes.
Imagine there would be a lot of both benefits both ways. I'm wondering also about the with so many people along that trail, bringing life to that whole corridor in a different way. How has that benefited the businesses along there? And, is there a direct impact, you think, on the different types of people having refreshments or supplies?
I suspect it does. I mean, I see people going off the path in, to get refreshments somewhere and this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we've encouraged is for the businesses have generally not faced the Greenway. They existed before the Greenway section was built. And so it's only gradually that through the city planning, I know Medford, where I live, is what I'm most familiar with, but when a business is making improvements or something to get them to put a nice front toward the Greenway path, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. makes their business more attractive to the people going by,
sure.
And it's and then they'll do some landscaping and amenities that make it more pleasant.
So, Eileen, let me ask you this, because we really have only one real Class 1 trail here in Humboldt County. That's the Hammond Trail. It was a lot of work getting that put together, and it's well used, although not a lot of people use it for commuting. It's a lot of recreational use.
How did you fund that?
A lot of people commute, but yeah.
Is that a rail to trail, or did that come through government grants?
It's a part of it, yeah.
Part of that is, absolutely. But one of the things I was going to say is that the Hammond Trail, which is it's a little better than 5 miles, is what we've got at this point. All the property along it has its property value has increased because of the popularity of that trail. Is it the same thing mm-hmm. that you've seen there in Oregon?
Is that something people kind of boast about that they're on the Greenway?
A number of people whose backyards it is front on the trail. Mm-hmm. I see as I go by that they've got gates so that they can come out and directly get on the trail.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a mobile home park, where they have a gate. Well, I think I've noticed two, whatever you call them, manufactured home parks.
Right.
I noticed that they have a gate, so that their patrons can go directly onto the path.
So when they talk about. It's not considered to be close to the Greenway. Isn't considered to be a drawback. There's not a drawback.
Yes and no.
Because there's all these people running by. It's sort of an asset, kind of like.
Okay, but I think the majority of people feel that way. However, we have a certain contingent that's afraid that somebody transient will camp on their property or something mm-hmm. like that. Because we have homeless people that hang out on the Greenway, and I spend quite a bit of time talking with those guys, many of whom are veterans of the Vietnam War in particular, and are suffering from various post-traumatic stress in general. And I just talk with them about their rights and responsibilities as an American citizen and the use of the trail, and we have no examples in since 1973 of anybody trespassing on somebody's property and causing a problem. As far as I know, we've had some violent incidents, and it was always, in my memory, the people getting drunk. And they're not allowed to have alcohol, which is one of the things I talk with them about. That if I see them,
well, any place that you're
there, I will.
Anytime that you're going to have people interacting, you're going to have people
they
being
get in
bad
with one another,
right? Mm-hmm. But the good news is,
I spoke with a woman the other day who said she's afraid to go out and walk on the Greenway, although she lives near it.
Mm-hmm.
And
but the good news is that there hasn't been any kind of incidents of folks camping there or doing property invasion or anything like that.
We get campers up out into the county part.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have any, if we see any visible, like a tarp, a tent, abandoned clothing or bunch of litter off. And if we see somewhere where obviously somebody's been camping, then we notify the sheriff. And they, I believe they usually give a 24-hour notice that they're going to come in and clean up everything in the camp and discard it.
Okay. Hey, Eileen, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the history of how this got started. I know that you were telling me off-air that this project got started in 1973, and it was 4 miles to start with. It's now 20, and it looks like it's in the process of expanding. If you could, just a brief history of the project.
We have gained that generally 1 mile at a time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much we've been able to raise money to acquire the property and then to acquire the money to construct the trail. And we have to build the trail to certain standards of the Federal Highway Commission, because we usually get some federal assistance through the National Transportation Plan and Transportation Enhancement. The two main funds that you can access are Transportation Enhancement, which we really qualify for since we parallel the two main roads through the valley. So it is a transportation corridor. But the other one is called CMAQ, the Congestion Management and Air Quality. And because the Rogue Valley is surrounded by mountains, and we've traditionally had some smog problems from time to time, we also get it because we help relieve congestion and improve air quality. And we actually, I don't think we've had a smog alert this year, and maybe last year too. I mean, in the years I've lived here, we have made very significant improvements in the air quality, even though our population has doubled, and we're really proud of that.
That is really something to be proud of, for sure. So right now it's 20 miles, and there is plan for expansion, is that correct?
Well, yes, originally we had our T-shirts that showed the 40 miles that we were going to do. And some of us kind of grew weary and said, well, I'm not going to live long enough to get 40 miles done. Now, north of us, another foundation has formed about 5 years ago or so, the Rogue River Greenway. And their plan is to come down from up near Grants Pass and come down and meet us north of Central Point.
Wow, that's great.
So we have met with them. We have walked the ground there, and there are some problems for how to make that connection. But the ultimate plan, which I think probably won't happen in my lifetime, I don't know if we'll get connected in that amount of time, but they have started constructing some trail at the other end. And at some point, we do plan that there will be 40 miles.
That is really terrific.
Because we've really gotten, some committed people who caught the vision because they saw what was happening down here.
So Eileen, was this a former railroad corridor or not?
It was traditionally the Takelma Indians trail. They traveled along Bear Creek, and then Bear Creek runs through these five towns mm-hmm. that I named, and then it runs into the Rogue River. It's a tributary of the Rogue River. And so that always was, and then, of course, when the white people came in, they made their way. They had their trails. The creek was just the corridor, the travel corridor.
But it did not have a train on it.
The first time a bicycle path was proposed was 100 years ago.
Wow.
Bicycles were getting really popular around the turn of the century. And then just a few years after that, the first automobiles came in, and people got all enamored with the automobile, and bicycle plans languished.
I heard something. There was when the trail was first conceived, there was some sort of levy on bicycles, a tax on bicycle use, so they could start to get the funds together to build the trail and maintain the trail back in the
1890s. I don't believe that's ever been the case.
A
lot of cyclists have contributed money through the years. But
I don't think it raised a lot of money.
The bicycle bill of 1973.
Gotcha. And Eileen, so Eileen, just to be clear, this was not a a railroad corridor at any time?
What?
To be clear, this was not a railroad corridor at any time.
No. Okay. The railroad runs in, well, it runs. it's, you can see the trains from time to time.
Right.
But
it's not on that trail. So I guess that's obviously an issue that you didn't have to deal with. But what about dealing with private property issues? Obviously, it probably goes through some private property.
Well, yes, and as I mentioned before, sometimes we actually couldn't acquire the property until the property owner died and the heirs sold it to us.
Mm.
You know, the property is sacred in the United States of America.
Yes, I quote somewhere that
you
said
can't
the best
condemn
way to
it
save
for
land
a bike trail
is to just buy it outright. You just have to, like, you have to get it and buy it.
We recently just had a really heartwarming bit of help. Over a period of about 10 years, we had conversations with one orchardist about giving us a right-of-way across some of his land where he had no trees planted or anything. It was just vacant, and we needed it to connect in Central Point, and he wasn't sure how much money he might want for it, and so on and so on. And different people would have the conversations with him periodically for about 10 years about how important that was going to be to our connection. And he recently gave us the right-of-way with no charge.
Wow.
We're truly delighted, and we've been thanking him on we have a marquee that one of our board members owns. He's a businessman, and he owns a marquee where he can focus the community on different issues as they drive by. And that's a place where we thank people, and it's been really fun for people to see their names in lights flashing up there.
Absolutely. I know a good deal of our corridor we're dealing with railroad right-of-ways, but right now the Hammond Trail, which was an old abandoned railroad corridor, which made it a little bit easier. Unfortunately, there are parts of it that, since there was no rail banking, it was just absorbed back into private property, and there are parts of it which would connect the Hammond Trail to Arcata that are on private property, and at this point, we're having troubles getting that thing
there. Just with a
right
easement.
Well, the easement disappeared because it was abandoned over a period of time, and it just got absorbed back into private ownership. So at this point, we're dealing with something that you had to deal with at that point, and that is trying to acquire a right of way to connect the Hammond Trail to Arcata. But that's a whole different issue.
There's some roads out through the farmlands that we just go down, and it does
right.
connect okay, but
if the community, if the business community gets the vision that it improves business mm-hmm. to have this, mm-hmm. when you bring people into town for events like this mini marathon that we just had,
mm-hmm.
I think about 700 people signed up to do that, to walk, run, wheelchair, whatever, for 13
right.
miles on the Greenway. And that brings people into town to stay at the motels and eat at the restaurants and so on. And
that's a big thing.
So that's that's a real...
Absolutely.
We're part of we're trying to complete our section of the California Coastal Trail, so this is really important.
Yeah.
We've invested quite a bit of money on sections of it so far, and our community has to keep... focusing on ways we can get Arcata and Eureka and other sections completed.
Absolutely. Guys, unfortunately, we are out of time, but real quickly, Nancy, being part of the Humboldt Trails Council, are there any lessons that we can take away from what they've done up in Oregon with this trail?
Well, it seems like, just keeping reaching out to the community and getting everybody on board and keeping the vision there of what it is all about and all the benefits once it's done and how, everybody can you know, benefited from it in different ways is important. I know they had to be patient, they had to be steadfast, and they had to work together. They
takes
had to
time.
Work with the government and keep it positive and just keep on moving on. And that's pretty inspiring.
We have about 400 supporters whose names we have that we put out a newsletter.
Wonderful.
Information about what our next plans are and if we're fundraising and that sort of thing. And in the year 2000, we were given an award at the National Trail Service for the trail that had the most consistent community support.
And that is really wonderful. And hopefully we will get to that point at some time. But unfortunately, right now we are definitely out of time. Nancy Stevenson, Eileen Ady, thank you both for talking with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff.
Absolutely. And this conversation, as all conversations are on Happy Trails, will be archived at iTunes and at khum.com as a podcast. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.